Okay, prvi intervju tega lepopodanskega sporeda na turnirju Brcnemo rasizem je z Baldwinom, s katerim smo se pogovarjali že lani. Vmes se je zgodila ena bolj prijetna in potem še ena manj prijetna zgodba. So we will now switch to English. Baldwin, great to have you here. You're from Ambassador Rock team, and the first match you won 3-1 against Platz. Tell us about the team. Last year you came in second. And is this the team the same as the year before?
Hello everyone, I'm Baldwin. Actually, the team before was very strong. Today we got like, I would say, our second team, because our first team is like not available, they are working, so they try to make excuses, but it's not like, manage. Yeah. It wasn't permitted, and then we got the second team to play today, and I hope we believe in ourselves, and we're gonna make ourselves proud. That's perfect. The main point.
And even with the second team, you still won the first match.
Yeah, we okay. Got this.
Okay, so Baldwin, we're invited you again because after after the Brcnemo rasizem tournament last year and after our interview,
yeah.
There was suddenly I turn on the news and I see the protest regarding you being deported.
Yeah.
And then we also aired the interview again on Radio Student, and we are interested to hear the rest of the story. You're still here. Why was it that they wanted to deport you? How did it play out? Did the protests help and everything? So tell the story.
Yeah, you know, in this life, when you have a clean heart, you will have enough of friends without you even knowing. Like a lot of friends, like for real, you're gonna have like friends, like they're gonna stand by you, they're gonna stick together by you, and they're gonna like treat you like you are their baby, though they are your friends. So after the protest, I got a lot of calls. They were like saying, you're not leaving, we try our best, we do this, some people try. I went on interviews, I did this, I did that, but actually, it was all good. Like right now, I got a second information about going back to Croatia, which was like the day my card expired. Then I went to renew my card. Then suddenly one lady came out from nowhere. I was with my tutor, Mia. So we were together, and he's also my mentor. He's like my dad, like for real. So he was like, he was by my side that very good day. So I told them that I want to renew my card, and they were like, okay, give us some seconds. Then I was there 2 minutes, 3 minutes. Then the lady came out and was like giving us this envelope. And we didn't collect it. We were like, we came here to renew my card, not like to take envelope. We don't know about this. We don't like no information, no details. You just give us envelope. Like how? I didn't win award though. So Mia was like, no, we ain't taking this. So we left. So the ministry, they sent this email to this envelope to the post box of Mia. Mm-hmm. So I got this envelope, and then it says that I'm gonna be deported on 25th September 2024.
And just to give some context, you're now, by then you were already working in the restaurant for like months, right?
Yeah. I'm cool. I love my job. I give everything to my job, so they love me too. Mm-hmm. They are always there for me. So on this, they told me they're gonna deport me on 25th September, which by then I already been planning to get married, and I already fixed my date being 25th September.
Like the day you were getting deported.
Yeah. I was like surprised. Like, are they monitoring me, or like they know my ways, or like they're trying to like fuck me up in that way? But I was like, come on, this is not fair. I either go for the marriage, because I love my wife so much, I can't even look back. if there are 1,000 women, yeah, I don't care. I focus on my wife because she is my everything. She stayed by my side. She stands strong beside me, so I give her everything. Though she was here before, but she left because she has something emergency to do. So on that very good day, I got married. Then everything was upside down. I don't know how they fixed it by themselves. I appeared to court. Then it was declined. The judge was like, you don't have case with these people anymore. You are clean. So I got this.
An unfortunate event with a really, really good ending, right? Glad to have you here, Baldwin.
Thank you so much.
Best of luck with the tournament and everything that follows.
Yeah, of course. We'll give our best. My team are looking at me right now. We're going to give our best. Don't worry.
Baldwin, be good.
Thank you. You too. Stay safe.